Working with local theater actors, officers were put in role-playing scenarios, such as a suicide situation.
I just wanted to end.
Stay with me. Stay with me. You're with me now. We're here with you. Just stay there. It's going to be okay.
How do you know?
Because we're here with you now.
I don't even know you. Who are you? How do I know you're going to make it all okay? Nobody else could. My friends and my family couldn't. My coworkers couldn't. I can't.
We're here to help you.
How? How can you help me?
Lieutenant Colonel Tom Grady of the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office was one of the instructors for the 18 officers taking the course. He says social awareness of mental illness has increased, and so has the need for law enforcement to know how to approach potentially dangerous situations. Grady adds police academies today offer training geared toward this, but many officers already out on the streets have never been specifically educated in this way.
What we try to teach during this week is a set of skills that allows them to be more analytical about a situation when they arrive, taking more of the physical clues from the person that they're dealing with, and trying to develop an analysis in that. If this is somebody that's in crisis, either through a mental illness or a substance abuse issue, or maybe both, a combination of co-occurring disorder. And by being able to recognize that, helping these people to reach treatment and support as opposed to arrest and incarceration.
Brian Plouffe worked in a psychiatric ward and now works as an actor. He played the role of a man standing on a bridge threatening to take his life in the situation heard at the beginning of this story. Two officers worked to prevent him from doing so.
One step toward me.
Why? Why should I go towards you?
Because I want to help you.
Why do you want to help me?
Plouffe says in his experience, making a personal connection with a person in a mental crisis works in real-life situations. That was the case when he was acting as well.
Give me a chance.
I want something. I need something tangible. I need something I can hold on to.
Then give me a chance. Give me a chance to give you that. I want to give that to you. Vicky wants to give that to you. Come on down and give me one step. That's all I'm asking. One lousy step. You can do this. You can do it. I believe in you.
What's your name?
Ward.
Ward.
North Adams Patrolman Greg Honorato was one of the officers in the course.
I always was under the assumption that the way that we see it. On patrol is that people with mental illness are the perpetrators of crime. But in reality, and when they show the statistics and when you really think about it, they're more likely to be a victim than a perpetrator.
Deborah Sadawi is board president of the Berkshire County chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. The organization has raised the money for the 40-hour course that has trained some 100 officers in the past 4 years. She says 1 in 4 adults and 10% of children will experience some type of mental illness this year.
It could be a mental illness where it's a bipolar. So one minute they are focused, they're calm, and the next minute they're screaming and yelling, and the next minute, it's something else.
Mental health experts, some even suffering from an illness themselves, and family members of those with brain issues, spoke to officers during the course. Honorado says as a first responder, an officer has to wear many hats, ranging from mediator to therapist. He says this course gave him the tools to deal with a variety of situations where he would be required to change out those hats.
You have to try different approaches rapidly to try and see which one gets the best response. Some people need to be prior military people. Sometimes if you speak to them sternly and sharply, they'll revert back to almost like a basic training type of mentality, and they'll calm down. They'll listen to what you're saying, whereas people who've never been exposed to anything like that, if you snap at them, you speak sharply at them, they'll lash out. Don't talk to me like that. It's a respect thing.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.